This is your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask, with your host, Dr. Judith Briles. On the show today, you'll find out where book publishing is going and how to take advantage of it. How to identify and avoid publishing predators. What opportunities are emerging as the book trade evolves in new forms. How to avoid losing money, and much, much more. Join us now as a variety of publishing pros will deliver insights and strategies to take the author to the next level of publishing. It's your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. Brought to you by Author U and The Book Shepherd. And now, here's your host, Dr. Judith Briles.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another great edition with one of my favorite guests. She's been with me many, many, many times. And as we go through this hour with you, you will get a variety of ahas, insight, tips, and how-tos for your author, publishing, and book marketing success. And we will emphasize for today book marketing success. I always like to start our shows, before I introduce Kathleen, with one of the quotes, and this is kind of a little off the wall from my book, Snappy, Sassy, Salty Success. Book success is not about depth and belly button gazing. It's about marketing to what the reader wants or needs an answer to. And with that said, we have Kathleen Sweeney back. Kathleen is really been my primary contact with the book brush world. And I can't even remember when we started having our, oh my God, conversations that, and where I came back, every author, in my opinion, should be using book brush, period. Why? Because it was designed for authors and their success. Kathleen is the COO of book brush. And we're just going to dive into a boatload of ideas, something old, something new, something whatever, and something blue. I forgot the rest of that saying.
There's something borrowed to throw in there.
Oh, something borrowed. That's right. We're borrowing ideas, too. Okay, there we go.
Of course.
All right. So here we go, Kathleen. We're ready to jump into this. And that, you know, you and I kind of go back to, where... But you caught my attention. It was that off-the-wall dragon cover you were showing authors when they went onto the first book brush website like a gazillion months ago. And I thought, oh my gosh, they're so, you know, this just takes authors and what they can do with their imagery to a whole nother level. And then since then, you have added on so many bells and whistles to what Book Brush offers. So maybe we should talk about some of the old stuff that is stuck and stayed, and we'll get into some of the new stuff. How's that sound?
That sounds great to me.
All right. So, well, I'm going to toss it back to you. And also, I think the question is, before authors start with a platform as intricate and advanced as yours is, and when I say advanced, everyone, I'm not saying you have to have a PhD in all things social media. You do not. They're gonna do a lot of the heavy lifting for you. But there is some legwork involved here to set this up. Is there not?
Once you mean to get started in a book brush plan?
Right. Yeah.
Just a little bit. So I'm going to answer the first part of your, tell a little bit about Book Brush. So we have been in the author space since 2018, and I have another answer to your question on how long we've been talking. I looked back at our emails today, summer of 2020.
Oh.
So think of that.
Okay. All right.
So we've been fast friends for years. So Book Brush, isn't that fun? Time flies when you're having fun.
It is. Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah. So we started as pretty much a do-it-yourself platform for authors to be able to hop in and have an easy way to create all things social media, promo graphics, and that kind of thing. You know, there's a lot of nice design tools out there, but they're not all specifically for authors. So when you are on the Book Brush platform, every time you turn around, something there is author-centered, which I think is what makes all these things in one marketing toolbox so valuable for authors who use the platform. So you can try different tools. I don't think there's a steep learning curve. And once you have it, you've got it. So people tell us they find it a lot easier than a lot of other tools out there. They just jump in and kind of teach themselves a little bit. And we have a lot of how-to videos and things like that to help them on their way.
You know, Kathleen, what I loved about BookBrush when I started shifting a lot of my clients and people who follow me on social media and make them aware of BookBrush, the quality, and I'm really talking about quality, leapfrogged in many of the posters they started creating, because they technically were using Canva at the time for any kind of, or those who had Photoshop was another one, which is much more complicated. But this was one, I think of BookBrush, I think of the all-in-one package. It's the ultimate toolbox. And I can't imagine leaving home without it, so to speak.
Well, it's perfect because it's all online. So you can go wherever you want and just sign into your computer and you'll be able to use it.
It goes with me everywhere because I always travel with a computer. You're right. All right. So BookBrush is 6 years old. I came into my eyeball range, 4 years ago. And since then, I've been a huge advocate for all of you to take advantage of the goodies that they have. So that's the background. What do authors need to do to begin learning here to start accessing BookBrush.com?
So they'll sign on. And the great part is you can create a free account. So if you want to just get your feet wet, you know, we're here for people in all different places and stages of their writing journey. But everybody has to start at the beginning. You know, we all started somewhere. So you can sign on, make that free account. The free plan allows you to create and download 15 images totally for free. So I really like that you can try out a lot of different features. Like, for example, the 3D book templates. We have nearly 300 versions that you can place your book in. So ebooks, physical books, phones, lots of cool things like that. So those are all included when you're starting out and you want to make 15 graphics for free. Then if you like what you're doing, you can upgrade and do paid plans. We have a couple different tiers, and those include additional features and, of course, unlimited downloads, because you're probably enjoying it and you can make lots and lots of graphics.
So those plans where you go from gold to platinum. And I will say what's very cool is what I love about it, and we use it for all our books, Kathleen, is the peel feature where you're getting ready to launch a book and you peel off the cover, little sections of the cover, like the puzzle.
We all love cover reveals. Yes. So we have a wide variety of pre-made cover reveals. So you just drop your cover behind and there's rips and puzzle pieces and all kinds of things that work for lots of different genres. And then if you're having fun in there and getting a little more comfortable with the tools, you can also create your own cover reveals. We've got, you'll find them under what we call elements, but there's little cover reveal pieces and you can place them where you want. So what's nice there is if you want to reveal everything but the title or everything but the shirtless guy on your cover, you can hide that part until you're ready for the world to see that.
So it's under the elements feature. So Kathleen, what's the range from free? And I'll tell you what I also think you rock with your free version, because I've gone into free trials on a lot of stuff. And all of a sudden, 7 days or 10 days or later, you get hit with a bill. You don't get hit with a bill, you get hit with a charge. And I think what I love about you is when you say free, it means it's free. But you have limitations to access some of the higher end tools. So there truly is a free version. But if you want to do box sets and some of the other goodies, the bells and whistles, you will have to pay a little bit for that. So what's the little bit range from, Kathy? What's the price range?
So we have three different tiers of paid plans. They're called Plus, Gold, and Platinum. They're all paid yearly because once you start making marketing graphics, you really need to keep those up, and it's a great way to have this right there for you. So we do yearly plans. The Plus plan is $99 per year, and then the next two plans step up to additional features and more things and bells and whistles and goodies. So the middle one, Gold, is the most popular. It's $146 per year, and this is all U.S. dollars, and then Platinum is $246.
Right. So if you're looking, I'm just going to say this, and I know we're getting ready to Ben is going to tell me, hey, Judith, stop talking. We're going to go to a break. That with that, what I want to see is like I mentioned, a box set. Like you, if for those of you who are writing series, you want the box set, right? And that, I believe, is that in the gold or the platinum?
That's in the gold plan, and that's great because you can design your own box set image, anywhere from 2 to 10 books in there, and it can grow with you. So you can get your box set done with 3 and then revamp it when you have your 4th book done.
And that is everyone what you want, everything in one area. And that's where, I mean, a lot of my clients have already upgraded to the platinum level because they can't imagine not having book brush in their lives, which I think is kind of cool. So we have that. All right. So with that, Kathleen, we're about a minute break, just to give you where we're going to go here, but let's talk about let's go back to Kiss on the Reveal and new releases. This is where I think it's the most effective. Is that, but what about an old book? Should you do another reveal out?
You definitely could, or you could just create excitement with the book and post a lot more images, maybe celebrate your book's birthday and have a party. It's never a bad time to do a photo shoot with your book because you can put it right in there and put all those different backgrounds and choices. We source background images from Pixabay. There's over 4 million choices, so you should be able to find a lot of great things and flood social media with glamour shots of your book.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You know, one of the ideas, especially for a birthday celebration or like just a refresher, relaunch, go into your book and pull key lines that might lean, you know, you're leading up to a major scene, whether it's a seduction scene or a thriller scene, you know, or fill in the blank, take a line from it and you have your book cover in the background under the elements section in Book Brush and start doing the reveal, but just give a line with it on it. We'll be right back.
This is your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Briles. And we'll be right back with more great information right after these.
Is there a book in you? Or another? Author U shows you how to create, develop, and publish your book without being hoodwinked. If you already have a book out, you will find a supportive and brainstorming community that is connected and creative, no matter where you live. Author U brings in national experts for its book camps and annual Author U Extravaganza. It has regular meetings and delivers webinars for its members on timely topics. Through Author U's extensive network, members enjoy exclusive benefits, including significant discounts for a variety of services necessary to publishing. Author U is the premier authoring resource in the country, creating community, education, guidance, vision, and success for the serious author. If you want to create a book that has pizzazz, punch, and panache, Author U is for you. Timely author and publishing tips and articles are posted on its social media platforms, and it is free. Discover Author U, where authors go to become seriously successful. Join Author U today at authoru.org.
Welcome back to Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. If you want to write and publish a book, if you want to be successful as an author, your guide to book publishing, everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask, is for you. Stay tuned and you'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now to get you published. So let's get back to the show. And here again is your host, Dr. Judith Briles.
Kathleen, Kathleen Sweeney is with us. She is the CEO of Book Brush. And we're going to kiss on some of their brand new tools too, that a lot of you may not even be tuned into. that's available to you. But Kathleen, I've had some pushback from people that social media, is not as important. There's other ways to market your books. Now, I push back saying, if you're not on social media, you are shooting your book in the foot. Do you get any trickle down from people saying, oh no, it's not that important?
So here's the thing. We talk about this a lot. Social media is like your book's job interview. So in this day and age, everybody's a detective. So if somebody says, have you seen that new book from Judith Briles? What are people going to do? They're going to go look you up on social media. And if your social media isn't very robust and, you know, there's not there maybe a picture of a cactus from your last vacation and last time you remember to post was a bit ago, they're a little underwhelmed and your book might not get the job. They might not buy the book. Whereas if you've got this well-rounded, well-branded professional appearance on social media, that really interests them. We talk about that a lot, but that can help your book get the job. It's really important for your social media to match the author that you are and the books that you have.
So we're talking about old-fashioned branding.
I think so. So, you know, there's always been people say, oh, I don't want to be on social media. I don't have the time. But it's really important to have that well-branded presence out there. So it's effective.
And that's what you want it to be. And you know, I'm so glad you said that, because a lot of times what happens is they get on and then they lose gas and they stop posting. It doesn't matter what platform it is. They just, you know, get tired or some other new blingy thing gets in their way. But social media really is where people check it out. It's like customer reviews for authors, putting books reviews up, how essential they are that you have ongoing reviews, because people pay attention to that. It's how they shop. They're shopping.
They really are. And you want to be the one that they find when they're looking.
Yeah, so social media creates a shopping book experience. I'm just going to write that down, make a note to myself. I may even make a poster for this.
So. Well, and you think about, you can't account for what kind of indirect sales are you missing out on due to your lack of presence on social media.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another thing, because I have gotten after authors for not starting on social media soon enough. And I've always said, they just want to write. They want to get back to the next book, or, you know, I don't want to promote myself. So that means you don't want to sell books. That's really not what you want to do. That's kind of my response. So for all of you listening in, if you're really not active on social media, the question is, well, when should I get active? And my answer would be, that would be today. So for a newbie, Kathleen, in your opinion, you know, I mean, you've been around at this for 6 years now, just underneath the book brush umbrella. Where would we start on today?
So thinking about the platforms, you probably can't tackle them all today. If you were going to start, we just saw a recent 2024 State of Marketing and Trends report that says Instagram shares the top spot with Facebook for delivering the highest ROI in social media. So I'm going to piggyback on that and say, I'd have you start with Instagram and Facebook. And you probably want it to be an author page. So you may be on those platforms on a personal level, but Facebook, it's important to have an author page. It operates a little differently. It's more like a business, so you can get followers, but they're not friending you. So I would set up one of those if you don't have one. And then Instagram, you may want to include author or books with your name. And some people have different pen name and things like that. So you want to make sure that it shows where you are from an author perspective.
All right. So I'm going to say for all of you, what you have to start on Facebook. And remember, Facebook owns Instagram. Understand this. So you have to start with your Facebook, your regular page. So when Kathleen's talking about the author page, we're talking about a sub page. On your regular page, I guess you could post anything in the world, even what you had for dinner. where you went, what your vacation is about. But your author page, you need to start being myopic. This is about your book, your journey, your writing, your authordom. This is not about how you think about politics unless you're writing political books. It's not about religion unless you are in that area. I mean, I really feel that people need to start becoming narrow on their author page. What do you think?
So I'll touch a little more on our, we have actually just recently launched full service social media management where BookBrush will do the posting for you. And it's no cookie cutter solutions there. We're creating things specifically for authors, for that author. And the thing we do there is to create an experience on the page for your readers. So it is definitely about you and your books and that kind of thing. You can keep the pictures of your grandkids and stuff on your personal page. And that way this is really focused for your readers and your followers. People can't be a super fan if you don't give them a lot of content. They're there. They're ready. They want to like and comment and follow when you have a lot of things out there.
And that's important. I just think you want to be careful here what you post on your author page. It's a different, and it's for your authordom, and stay with that. All right, so we start with just a couple, and then we start expanding. So I'm going to say, Kathleen, if you have a business book, you should be on LinkedIn.
I agree. I think that's a good spot for a lot of the nonfiction and things like that. We don't have social media management for that, but we do have in the do-it-yourself platform, which is not going anywhere. So that'll be there. Under the ad sizes, we have all the different social media platforms, including LinkedIn. So that can help you create a nice looking cover image that's on brand for you. And we at BookBrush talk about things like font pairings and genre related fonts. So if you don't have a branded font, we're back to the author branding thing, you can look at that and say, okay, well then these fonts give off the vibe of mystery books or thriller books, and these would be the right ones or the wrong ones, and help yourself create those different graphics. So LinkedIn for sure for the nonfiction and business related books. That's definitely a good suggestion.
Okay. So, and then I have to kiss on Twitter too, because I know the media is still on Twitter. Have you seen a total exodus from any of that? What kind of people?
So we don't always know what the authors are doing with the things they create in BookBrush. They, you know, they have 100% ownership of everything that they create and download. So they may be out there more, maybe less. We just see, you know, they're still downloading and creating things, but not necessarily what the dimensions were and that kind of thing. We're not always looking with a fine tooth comb at those metrics.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people use the Instagram metrics because that they can get them on a page just about anywhere.
That makes sense.
Go ahead.
You want to look at all the things, like not just your followers, but your reach and your engagement. And a lot of people know this, but I kind of break it down for folks when we talk about it here. So reach is if you had a shop, the people who looked in the window, and engagement, if it was a shop, or the people that opened the door. So you need all of the things, because we can drop leaflets from an airplane, but if no one picks them up, then you didn't really get where you wanted to get. So you need a combination of increasing your growth with followers, reach, and engagement.
I love that. So so reaching is window shopping basically, but the door, but the engagement, I think that's what you use. The engagement is opening the door and seeing what it is you're talking about. So that's where your click through happens. That's where the possible conversion. Yeah. Okay, I love that. Excellent.
So I like breaking it down, because people talk from 10,000 feet about, oh, we need followers, reach, and engagement. But what if you didn't know what that was and you're still sitting here wondering? So that way you can take it a step back so we're all on the same page.
So we have those, this, all kinds of things. All right. So let's kind of, I'm going to pivot a little. The basics. When we're making posters and things like that, the tools they would be using for BookBrush would start where?
So our Custom Creator is the first thing that you would probably sign into. It's our flagship tool. It's the first thing we built, and it's got all those different sizes for different social media platforms. And they're in there with the sizes included, so you're not having to go out and scramble and Google, what size do I need for Instagram? If you truly are new, you may not know that. They're 1080 by 1080 pixels, but that's in there and decided for you. We have a lot of options for community templates where you can put your book in and just change the wording a bit, maybe put in a branded font, and then you can download those. You can also create from scratch, but we have lots and lots of options for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. So that's in your custom creator, correct?
Yes, and that's what you can do on the free plan as well. So if you were just really new and getting started and getting your feet wet, those you could, the images that you get for free, those 15 could be for Instagram or Facebook. It's a great place to start.
Okay, so take me the next step. After custom creators, my basics, then what are some of my bells and whistles?
So from a do-it-yourself perspective, then we look at things like animation and video backgrounds, and you know, motion's really cool. It catches a reader's eye. I know we talk about the new shiny object that you go after, like, oh, there's some motion over there. So all the paid plans include animation and video background, so you can create those different kind of reels and things like that, or have your text coming in. I do caution people, if you're making them from scratch, pick a couple animations so you don't give your poor readers a seizure. You know, you think, oh, I'm going to do all the things. Pick a couple things to animate. But then those download as an MP4, and those are, you know, any paid plan, unlimited downloads, and then you can start wowing your followers on social media with some of those kind of things. We have one of our most popular tools are called animated mockups. Those are for all users, and they include animation, video background, music, and your book all in one handy meme. You just literally drop your book cover in and change the wording if you want to. So those are really fun options.
Well, I think that is a way fun option to do. Now, do the basic platforms, whether it's TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, blah, 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 do they all take the animated on them now? Do they all allow for the animated?
So you're going to download those as an MP4, and then I know you can use them for Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels. They go on YouTube Shorts nicely. Well, and those are typically, I'm going to mention this, vertical. So vertical videos are a nice idea for social media platforms because a lot of people are looking at social media on their phone, which is vertical. They don't turn their head sideways. So you're really making the most of that real estate there. Yeah. So just
all right,
that caveat is
right.
Good.
We'll hold that. We're going to take another break.
This is your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Briles. And we'll be right back with more great information right after these.
Discover the power of you and your book at the Judith Briles Unplugged events. Each summer, Judith Briles Book Marketing Unplugged unfolds over 3 intensive days working with just Judith. You get publishing strategies, author and book platforms, book marketing panache and pizzazz, and authoring tools to take you and your book to rock star success. In the fall and winter, Judith Briles Speaking Unplugged includes Judith as your coach and mentor during 2 powerful days. You will learn how to structure a speech, how to create openings and closings, how to find gigs that pay you and sell your books, and you will get one-on-one coaching. Go to thebookshepherd.com and click on the events tab to learn how to participate at the next Unplugged Workshop event.
Welcome back to your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. Coming up, you'll hear more about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now to get you published. So let's get back to the show. And here again is your host, Dr. Judith Briles.
Bit, With me is Kathleen Sweeney, and we are talking about the powerful, what I call almost the ultimate toolbox that authors should be using. It was designed for authors from the get-go, which I always think puts it a little bit ahead of the game. And we've talked about either that they have a really free slot that you can go into that doesn't expire in 7 days and all of a sudden you get charged free. But I would take a look at the others, which have a lot more bells and whistles that you can do. The free has a lot, but that you can take advantage of. And one of the things that we were just talking about as we flowed into the break was the animation factor that you can do that are just really perfecto for Facebook and Instagram and certainly TikTok and that kind of thing. So, Kathy, I'm going to throw it back to you because you were talking about they come out as MP4s for download and about using, making sure that you do vertical instead of horizontal, because if you do horizontal, they start getting cut off. I'll just tell you. And there's so many people are on their phones.
Exactly. Horizontal's fine if you're doing a full-on YouTube video or if you're making a book trailer that you're going to put on your website. But those vertical videos are what's really nice for Reels because, I mean, I don't have a percentage, but so many folks are on their phone. It really just makes sense to have that vertical format.
It's huge. Yeah. It's some people don't get ever got off of their phones. It's like they read their books on phones. I find it amazing. But they do. You know, I remember one time I think I was in a Costco line, and those usually move fairly fast, but I was in Costco and someone was reading, and then they're reading on that.
See, so. And you want to be the one who wrote a book that good that somebody couldn't put it down, even in the Costco line. I mean, you should find out what they were reading. I bet it was fabulous.
Exactly. That's right. It's called The Page Turner and Book, you know, keeper for that.
Yes.
All right. So, and that really creates a huge amount. All right. So some of the other little bit more detail, I mentioned box set because I think that's very cool for people who have multiple books, whether they're in a series or not. It could be, for example, I have books that are in historical fiction. I have books that are written just for authors for publishing success. I have a personal memoir. So I wouldn't call that the Judith Browse series, but I would call it would be books from Judith Browse that I could put in a box set that people would see the spines of all of those books. So I want to tell all of you, because if you're going to be using a tool like BookBrush, make sure you go to your designer and get the spines of your books in art form also.
I agree with that, but we know some people don't. And so we do have a tool to build your own spines in there if you're in the boat where you don't have spines, especially if you know the font or if you have access to your font. In all the paid plans, you can upload your own font. So we have over 1,000 fonts that are free for commercial use, Google fonts, but you can upload your own. So if you didn't get the spine, all is not lost. You can match the colors. You can get that in there. You could upload your font and create those spines. So it would still stay on brand for you. And you'd be able to put together that box set.
Oh, Kathleen, I love the tool. You said you could match the colors, that you just touch the color and all of a sudden it drops in the color. It automatically reads what the color is. I just think that's so cool. I don't know what you call it, but I think it's cool.
I affectionately call it the color picker. And I think that's what a lot of people call it. And so it's a little eyedropper. It works in all the browsers except for Firefox, and it's Firefox's fault. They don't play nicely with it, but I typically use Chrome. It works fine there and it's really neat. So just in a nutshell, if you had your cover in there or a part of your cover, like, you know, maybe you've got something with a red dress and you want to match that exact red color. All reds are not created equal. You just hover your little eyedropper color picker over there and it matches the color code exactly without you having to know the color code. So it's really a game changer and helps you create graphics that are on brand for you really easily. Mm-hmm. So you're not just a guessing game of, well, these greens are, it's really hard to tell. We want it to all coordinate and look really professional for you. So we try to put in tools that make that easy to accomplish.
Which is super duper. So Kathleen, I know that you have other goodies in your author basket. And you know, one of the things is that, and I think this was like new last year. You tell me if I'm wrong, but that you actually, people can buy time with you that maybe they really can't fix it or they can't do it. And I think that you brought it up when I was talking about the Amazon Plus, totally changing your detail page to make your detail page on Amazon look like what the big boys do on that.
Yes.
Can you kiss on some of those things?
Yep, 100%. So, you know, the do-it-yourself things are not going anywhere, but I can't tell you how many times on a webinar or in the help desk or here or there, we've had somebody say, could you just do it for me? And so we thought about it and we added what we call hourly concepts. So basically you're buying packages of hours and then you can use them to order projects. I'll tell you what we sell the most of. People order the Amazon A plus content because that's just a different animal to tackle and you want it to look really spot on. And maybe you don't have time to learn all the ins and outs. Our team does a lot of it. So theirs looks really nice. Just as a touch point, the hours you can buy, 5 hours a month, 10 hours a month. Amazon A plus is a 2-hour project. So you can get several of those done for a package of hours. And then while we're talking about Amazon A plus, you can do it book specific. So the most popular are those 3 stacked modules, and it can be about one book. But a really budget-friendly option is also to do it series-specific. So maybe that bottom module has all 4 books in the series, and the top 2 have some wording that relates to the whole series. And then, you know, I don't have books, but this is what folks tell me. When they go to upload it on Amazon, there's a box to check that says for the whole series. And then they've just upgraded there from the publisher section on Amazon for all the books with one project request. So I definitely recommend the Amazon A plus as something.
Okay.
To order.
So you perked me up here. I'm actually sitting up. Wait a minute. What did you just say? So would Amazon then drop that Amazon plus page that is being detailed with maybe like 4 boxes and you have a couple of quotes, although you could, you know, they have a 6 box thing. That's kind of cool. That you could do the 4 boxes, whatever the box is with your quotes, you know, intriguing phrases or lines from the book. And then it would populate on both the books or all 3 of the books if they're in there?
So take it from authors who told me that. So it's the telephone game because I haven't uploaded it myself. But that's what they say.
Right.
So if you had a series of 4 or 5 books and you got an Amazon A plus content set that's for the whole series, you should be able to upload it to the whole series at once. And then that's really nice. So, you know, we like doing Amazon A plus because we know it's just a steeper learning curve than some of the other things for authors. And so we offer that as one of our hourly concepts items.
Oh, okay. So I have to play. I mean, I'm going to say I have to go play because that's intriguing to think that you've got 2 books because each book has its own detail page on Amazon. So where are we going to land this thing that shows the series? Would it be on the first in the series or the second in the series? That goes, I mean,
so
I don't know what the strategy is.
My understanding is if you market on all 5 books would have the same Amazon A plus. So no matter which book they land on, they would see all of that. Now, if you have a bigger budget and you want to do separate Amazon A plus for each book, we can totally do that too. But I just want to mention, I'm always thinking budget friendly if there's a way. So if it works for you to do that for all the books, that might be a nice option.
All right. So when people engage in this, and where do they find the extra service? Is that under Elements again, or where would they find that?
We've conveniently just kind of revamped our homepage a little bit. And so I like how, I always get excited about upgrades, but I like how it looks now. And on the left-hand side, you'll see a section for the services. So we do custom book covers. You know, you can also do your own. So we're here for wherever you're at in that process. And then also under services, we have the hourly concepts. So those are just requesting projects one at a time. And then the last thing I'll make sure to talk about maybe in this last section here is the full service social media management. So that's the
three different types of
services that we have on there. So you can find them right when you sign into BookBrush.
Okay. So is this since we're talking remote here, is this all done? Let's say someone says, okay, I want you to design an Amazon Plus program for me. And that they, is all this done just with emails going in, or is actually some verbal communication, so to make sure that everyone's on the same page from the get-go?
For the things like the Amazon A Plus, that's all virtual and on email. So it's really pretty easy. You can buy your package of hours, and there's a pricing sheet. So we design logos. We can design the reels for you. You can look through and think, all right, I'm interested in these handful of things, and this is how many hours I need. So you buy your hours, or you can get packages that renew each month. And then when you're ready, you just click the button for that project, fill out a little form, give us the details, and then that goes right into the queue with the designers. And you usually have your projects back within about a week. So it's a pretty quick turnaround time, which I like. And then it's 100% ownership on your part of everything we created. And those are delivered right into your BookBrush account in that hourly concepts tab. Now, when it comes to the full service, we do have meetings, and it's a different ballgame. So we can talk about that a little bit separately.
So when you finish the design, and also let me tell everyone, when your design is done and it's uploaded, you approve it. I'm assuming you would approve it before it gets uploaded. Is the author uploading it, or are you uploading it to their detail page for them?
In hourly concepts, we finish up the project and deliver it to you, and then you can use it however you want. So if you're uploading it to Amazon, that would be your job to do. If we made you a book trailer and you're putting it somewhere, sure. Now, on the Amazon A+, we create what's on the form. So there's not a separate approval process, but we can do revisions. So it's not really like all is lost. Some of the bigger projects, like we do book trailers, those come with two complimentary rounds of revisions to make sure. But it's a five-hour project, so it's kind of a bigger undertaking.
Oh, that is a big project. And book trailers, you know, are interesting. So I want to say this to everyone. We're kissing our next break here. But our final break, actually. This is a fast hour, Kathleen.
I knew it would go fast with you.
Yeah, it always does when we start talking. When you upload to Amazon Plus, they give you a notice saying it takes 5 to 7 days before it gets integrated. And our experience is it pretty much takes that for Amazon to all of a sudden, voila, it pops up. I think creating the Amazon Plus, which would cost a lot of money to do it this way, for minimal monies, is well worth it. We'll be right back. It's Judith Brawl and Amazon.
And Amazon Plus.
This is your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Briles. And we'll be right back with more great information right after these.
Oh, what a night. Are you confused about publishing options? Do you know which printing option is best for your book? Does your stomach flip when you think about selling books? Or do you feel overwhelmed with what to do about book marketing and publicity? Get the answers and much more. Get them and from someone who knows publishing inside and out, from both the traditional and independent sides, how to make a successful book. You can't do it alone without paying the price. You can spend your money creating a book that turns out to be so-so, or you can create a book that looks and feels classy, builds your brand and platform, and is a success, a bestseller. It is your choice. You choose. If you want author and publishing success, you want Judith Briles as your book coach. Sign up for her weekly blogs and e-zine at thebookshepherd.com. The Book Shepherding concept is simple. The publishing world is changing, and so must you. You need an experienced shepherd and guide to collaborate with you as you create, strategize, develop, publish, and achieve your publishing goals. Publishing is riddled with obstacles, sometimes nightmares for the author. You do not need more problems. You want solutions. Dr. Judith Riles will shepherd you through the maze and chaos. At times, she has had to step in and rescue a book that has been sabotaged by a publisher, by a publishing service provider, and sometimes even by the author. If you want author and book success, connect with her today at thebookshepherd.com.
Welcome back to Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. If you want to write and publish a book, if you want to be successful as an author, Your Guide to Book Publishing, Everything You Want to Know But Didn't Know What to Ask, is for you. Stay tuned and you'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now to get you published. So let's get back to the show. And here again is your host, Dr. Judith Riles.
All righty. So much to do for all of you. And BookBrush is really one of the tools that you want to grab now if you don't already have it. Or if you're in it, make sure you do updates and find out what's new on that. One of the new things, and as Kathleen said, you can, with the new design of the BookBrush.com website, you'll find them on the left side under services and things. One of the services, and I hear this all the time, Kathleen, that, you know, I just want to write. I don't want to deal with social media. I don't want to do that. Well, you do have a service that is not inexpensive. I'm just going to say this, not inexpensive, but it might be for someone who is looking long-term, which in my opinion, you as an author should not be publishing unless you're thinking long-term. And you also have to have patience and persistence in your DNA, because that your author success is not going to come overnight. It takes time and it's step by step by step. So Kathleen, let's talk about what's new.
All right. So we are pretty excited. Well, you know, I get easily excited, but we're pretty excited about this new full service social media management. We launched it in November and it's been really exciting to watch it grow. And so I'll just tell you a little bit about it. We will literally take the wheel for you. We do Facebook and Instagram. And here's why I think it's really important to have somebody as a social media manager. We are here to stay on top of trends for you. So that's a bit of a moving target. We have people who really like to dig into the hashtag strategy. I'm a big fan of finding people who are good at certain things that you might not be and have them do those things. So if you don't want to research hashtags, we have people who nerd out about that. They'll enjoy it so they can figure out the right number of hashtags, niche down so that they can find ones that are a little smaller, that are in your genre, where maybe people are intentionally congregating and following those on purpose. So you can actually get more visibility by some of those smaller intentional hashtags. So we're following best practices there. We're ensuring consistency. We post 6 days a week for you. Before you say, oh, that seems like too much, it might be spammy. We are actually creating an experience on the page for your followers. So it's not always just a call to action about buy my book. It's a mixture of different graphics and quotes. If you have Scottish Highlands romance, there can be some Scottish Highlands background images. If you have barn quilts, we'll have quilts in the background, things like that. And not that anybody is sitting here saying, did Judith post yet today? But once you're posting consistently, that can foster the brand loyalty for your followers. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we'll talk about what are you posting when it's 6 days a week. So we are creating unique content specifically to each author. So the biggest time commitment there from the author is going to be about an hour of onboarding call there at the beginning, where we learn a lot about you, because this is not cookie cutter. It's 100% customized to you. But then, you know, we can take the wheel and we'll create those graphics. It's a mixture of reels and static graphics because variety is good. So we'll have those. And that really frees up your time so that you can do the things that you enjoy, like writing the books. So that's a little bit about full service. We also do audience engagement. So we comment back and forth and create chatter, and we make it sound authentic, like it's you. And then we are compiling metrics monthly and providing that to you just to give you that whole effective presence on social media that you probably don't have time to do.
So when you said responding back, so your independent project manager, whatever a better word, social media manager there, is going to be responding, kind of like if you were doing the response, or do they reach out to the author client and saying, these comments are coming up, maybe you should go on and respond back? How would that be handled?
Yeah, for the most part, we will just do the commenting because we'll learn your language. If you use a lot of emojis, we'll use a lot of emojis. We have a couple authors who have so much fun doing their comments, they still do their own. But we hope to take as much off your plate as we can. So, you know, we will do that, help create the chatter. And, you know, it's like if you comment somewhere and the author comments back, like, oh, what a warm feeling, you're probably going to comment again. So by us taking time and making that happen, then you're, you know, likely to have more chatter moving forward.
And that's what you want for that. So you figure out the right hashtags, the @s, across it, or when you're adding your comments, like, and I like the idea of 6 days a week to that, because people are on social media all the time. And if you're thinking it's a 9-to-5 window that you post in, I think you're in for a rude awakening, because a lot of people are on at 6 a.m. That could be your target market. Or yeah. I know if you have moms, a lot of times moms get on when the kids are asleep. I mean, things change, and it goes back to who is your who in your market? Do you really know who is your market you're trying to reach? I've always felt that.
And rather than the author having to dig in and do that research and sorting, that's what our team can do. So we, besides the hashtags, are finding the optimal time each day to post. And it's a moving target, but we are always watching and doing that. And then I've also heard folks say, you know, I hired somebody and then to do some posts and then they were sick and I didn't have any posts. So you have a dedicated project manager here, but that person has a team of 3 or 4 folks underneath them. It's great because everyone is author-centered here, so we're focused on the author, and then your service is uninterrupted. So even if your project manager is ill, the show goes on. Nothing is going to be interrupted on this side. So the thing we talk about here is this is a long game. So you want these posts to continue day after day for consistency and to give that well-branded social proof. When someone signs in and looks at you, what are they finding? Are they finding a lot of graphics that create an experience, or are they just seeing a hodgepodge when you remembered to post?
Exactly. And having, so if we leave this part of it and leave our chat today, let's talk about the amount of posts that are kind of saying, hey, we'd really like you to buy my book, versus other stuff that should go out. Thoughts there?
So I don't necessarily have a strict percentage, but you don't want everything to be a call to action with a big 99 cents and a red button on there. You want a mixture. We will pull reviews from Amazon and quotes from your book. And if you step back and you looked at your page, if there's a lot of pink and purple flowers, you can see what is that about. If you've got more of that suspense vibe and thriller look and some dark colors, like, we're putting all that together so that it gives that experience right there, so that people are looking and getting more of the kind of content, and then they keep looking. They're staying on your page.
And that's what's important.
Yes, keep them coming back for more. And then they're going to give you a follow, and then they're going to see your next thing. So, yes, you want pictures of your book and that included, but also some of those other things, quotes from your book with an image that suits your book. Maybe the book isn't there, or something about one of the characters in your book. We combine all of that so that there's just a good amount. And those reels, the reels are great because that's something different. And, you know, a lot of people don't have a good way to create video content, so they really enjoy those reels there as well.
I know. I like that little bit of movement that you can see. I mean, I've heard, you know, the water. I can hear the stream sometimes when I, and I see there's a river in the background. So it's very fun to just kind of go there just for a few seconds, on that. The content that you're creating in under the full service, and it's called full service SEO management. Did I get that right?
Close. Social media management. And then the plan we've been talking about is called the Meta Plan, and that's Facebook and Instagram. And that's on our website. And then we are launching a TikTok and YouTube version. So that'll be called the Video Social Plan. And that's a little bit different. I'll touch on it for a second. So when you think about TikTok in particular, it's a lot more organic with the author on there. And that's really a showstopper for a lot of authors. They don't either feel comfortable or have a good way to get out there. So that particular plan includes one full hour interview quarterly, and then we use that to create the content so we can make those author clips. So we're putting that all together and giving you a way to be a presence on social media.
So do you have on your website, I mean, we're 2 minutes from closing here. Do you have on your website a sampling of what this looks like by chance?
I don't know if we have any samples of those, but you can do a book a call. It's a free consultation call with me, and then we can look at some samples in your genre, and I can learn more about you. And, you know, if you're seriously interested, definitely book a call. We can chat and go over that for sure.
Well worth it on that. And there's so much more. So, again, I'm going to refer all of you that BookBrush is one of my favorite go-to tools that we use in our offices, and that we do have a code for you to use. I don't get anything, you know, they're not sending me, you know, $5 for everyone who signs up. I don't get that. I just want them to do a great job for you. So if you use Judith, and it doesn't matter if it's upper or lowercase, all caps, all lowercase, irrelevant, Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, 15, you'll get a 15% discount if you go in and move from free to one of the other three levels that you can choose from on there. So just that saying there. Kathleen, you're at the end of our hour. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. This was a blast.
No, it was. And we will always do it again. And although we did this visually, we do things also with the visual. Kathleen is truly doing a show and tell. With that, all of you, write well, have fun publishing, and certainly you've got to market your book. Thanks, Kathleen, again.
Thank you for being a part of Your Guide to Book Publishing, everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask, with your host, Dr. Judith Bryle.